NYMEX opens floor to Christian missionary futures. This is Reverend Zim for UN News, June 23rd, 2006. Wall Street, New York. In the ultra-competitive world of evangelism, many churches have found it increasingly difficult to get hold of funds required to back missionary task forces in foreign countries. That is, until now. The current theologico-economic climate has frightened off all venture capitalists save the most ardent. Says our own Oliver O'Reilly, theologico-economic expert and prestidigitator, quote, effective next week, New York Mercantile Exchange will begin trading futures of missionaries, with expiries as early as August. The underlying instrument grants the purchaser certain rights to the missionary after they have served their respective country, and currently starting price is estimated to be at $50. Some Vatican analysts have speculated that short sale contracts may ultimately bring this market down fast, with the expectation that this will then result in a forced buoyancy as a result of traders being unable to cover their positions, unquote. What the fuck does that mean? Anyway. Others in the realm of things evangelical expect this may not happen, as those who are unable to close positions may be required to fulfill obligations as the missionary. It is expected that many traders would be unwilling to comply with an occupation which is second only to sex slavery in degradation of human character. Prominent Fed ex-chief Alan Greenspan exhibited shock and dismay, claiming that, quote, it is a sad day that this country, this religion, has agreed to create a market for trading of missionaries. What's next, mail-order bride futures? Unquote. Upon being informed that mail-order bride futures are planned for introduction at the beginning of December, Mr. Greenspan began foaming at the mouth and was rushed to hospital in a state of seizure. The Chicago Merc has also agreed to make room in the market for this, quote, exciting new futures product, unquote, as described by Oliver, and has agreed to open the floor to missionary contracts of the religious lunatic fringe, such as Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses. Quote, we want to see opportunities for all Christians, but especially the marginalized, unquote, said Professor Sid Alarmingly, fellow at Oral Roberts University School of Business. Quote, it is my personal view that, theologically right or wrong, the smaller sects work so much harder to bring in converts. It may be that their beliefs are so bizarre that it takes a new and powerful techniques to brainwash potential communicants. This is where the R&D aspect of missionarism hones its edge, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for listening.